This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I've been pressuring Tim Kennedy, host of so many shows, History Channel, Hunting Hitler, you name it, his own show, Hazard Pay. He's about to go shoot it. Maybe the last time I get to shake this guy's hand. You were telling me during the break what you're going to be doing, and from all your Green Beret operations and other secret things you've done, this sounds, and the UFC sounds easy compared to this. Good luck, buddy. We're going to be praying for you. You didn't want to talk about it, but I tell folks just briefly before we finish up with you and Dr. Corsi, what's going to happen on Hazard Pay?
Well, so I love America, and Americans, I think, are the greatest men and women on the planet, and we do some pretty amazing jobs. So I'm going to go and do those jobs. I'm going to do the jobs that are integrated and interwoven in the fabric of our society that people don't even think about. You know,
the definition of rugged individualism?
That's right. Yeah, individual responsibility. Like, we forge our existence out of the forest, fighting Indians, French, and then later the British to make America great. And then we kind of lost that. Well, I'm going to revisit it, and I'm going to show just exactly how amazing Americans are and the jobs that they do.
Give them a sneak peek.
So some of the jobs, I'll go deep sea diving and tech tri-mix stuff and weld some oil pipes. I might jump out of some airplanes into fires to make fire breaks. Flying some experimental jets that, people take for granted, that you just get on a plane and fly from L.A. to San Francisco or to New York, that somebody had to build that.
So you're going
to
Chuck Yeager it. You're going to do some even wilder stuff like disarm bombs.
Yeah, yeah.
You're signing some major waivers for this.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, well, if people stopped trying to blow up Americans, we wouldn't have to have EOD guys. But that's just been a common threat.
Wow, when is it scheduled to air?
It's fast. It'll be end of January will be the first episode of Hazard Pay.
Hazard Pay, first look. Buddy, you are awesome. Thank you so much. Thanks for coming in to give us that big first look at season 3 of Hunting Hitler.
My pleasure.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Stay right there. We're over in 3 minutes. Dr. Corsi, closing comments. You're going to be on coming up during War Room today with Owen Schroyer, but big breaking news.
Well, I think that this is just the beginning. The Democrats are in panic because the Manafort indictment does not include any charges of collusion. It includes some financial issues that deal with 2004 to 2006. Manafort, I'm sure, can explain how he handled those transactions. I'm sure a lot of legal help. But there's no allegations whatsoever that Manafort colluded with the Russians or that Trump did. Whereas with Hillary, with this dossier, with the foundation, with the uranium, with pay that's gone on, money laundering to Podesta and to Hillary, collusion is all over the board with the Democrats. They obviously colluded with the Russians, lied about it, and covered it up. That's what's coming to fore. I'll be very surprised if Mueller's around to actually prosecute Manafort. I wouldn't be surprised if the entire case gets dropped.
So instead of a nothing burger, we have a new term, a Mueller burger.
Yes, that's right. It's a Mueller burger. It's a, it was supposed to be a Russian collusion, and we are now. Manafort didn't properly account for certain things 10 years ago, and I'm sure he had excellent expert advice, and I want to hear his lawyers explain why he. Because I doubt if there's any crime there at all.
Hey, what happened to the whole Constitution bit where you're innocent until proven guilty? I mean, it seems like every opportunity we are trying to find a way to destroy the Constitution where we have an indictment. That does not mean that this man is guilty. That means that the charges have been brought. But we're just throwing.
See, this is also Mueller's technique. Mueller, Comey. I've been pointing it out in this case of Billy Walters, and we'll be writing more about this. We have proof that this corrupt Department of Justice tries to win their cases in the press. We have a case of this gambler who is in prison right now for insider trading, and for 4 years, systematically, the FBI leaked
him out of the press.
Wall Street Journal.
Well, this is their Waterloo. America's awake, so nothing they do is going to turn around. Thank you, Dr. Corsi. Coming up is Jack Posobiec hosting, and then the War Room coming up with Owen Schroyer, and Dr. Corsi will be there as well. Tim Kennedy, thanks for coming in with the exclusive. Yeah. Wow, amazing. Can't wait to see the third season of Hunting Hitler and more. I'm Alex Jones. This is the house you built. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano-silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Jack Posobiec coming to you live from here in Washington, D.C. I am situated very close to the swamp itself, where today is a very, very swampy day for the United States, and a very swampy day where the swamp is trying very hard to smear President Trump, to drag him down into it, but we're not going to let it happen. We're not going to let anything stop this movement, stop our president, and stop the reawakening of liberty and actual democracy and justice in this country that has been sweeping the nation since the president's election almost exactly 1 year ago. What we know today is that charges were filed against Paul Manafort and his deputy, Rick Gates. Alex broke those charges yesterday, and actually on Saturday even. But of course, the mainstream media will not give him credit for the scoop, even though he broke out specifically the names of who would be charged today. First to do so, but of course, never given the credit from the mainstream media. We are also hearing indications that charges will be filed against other people associated either with the Trump campaign, such as General Flynn. There's a rumor going around about that, but I would classify it very much as a rumor before anything takes place, as well as charges potentially against the Podesta Group, who Paul Manafort himself worked for while working with Ukraine. And now, I wanted to also break down a little bit something about these charges on Paul Manafort, because, you see, the left has spent the last, I don't know, year screaming Russia, 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 Russia at us. However, if you go through and read the actual indictment, and I've read all 31 pages of it, 12 counts, he pled not guilty. If you go and look at a map or you read anywhere in the indictment, none of it has to do with Russia. The entire 12 counts have to do with either Ukraine or condos and different real estate properties that he has in different parts of the United States, New York, Florida, Virginia. So I don't know if CNN has ever seen a map or paid attention into what's going on in foreign policy for the last generation or so, but Ukraine is not part of Russia, and I've actually made a new geography guide for CNN that I'd like to put up for them so we can all go and double check. There's Russia, you can see Moscow, and then there, just to the next part of it, is not Russia. That is Ukraine. So CNN really has a lot of questions to answer for themselves, because they told us that all of this was about Russia. In fact, Mueller's mandate, his purview, is only to look into Trump connections with the Russian state and whether or not there was collusion between Russia and the Trump campaign. That is why this investigation was brought up. That is why Mueller was hired. That is the specific purview of his investigation as handed to him by Rod Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general. I'm going to be breaking down a little bit about that here. But why was it then that the charges were brought dealing with Ukraine and yet nothing to do with Russia. And now they're going to try to paint it over by saying, oh, well, there were people in the Ukraine that were secretly working for Russia. So you see, it all leads back to Russia. But again, the charges have nothing to do specifically with Russia. So that is what we're left with today. This fiction, this fable, the Russian collusion delusion, as Roger Stone, a good colleague and friend of ours, who was recently shut down by Twitter, likes to say, because that is what it's been all along. There was no Russian collusion between President Trump, his campaign, and the Russian state. There was no collusion between Trump and Russian intelligence. There was no collusion between Trump and Vladimir Putin. What we've seen again and again, as laid out by this investigation and other independent investigations, is that any collusion, if it took place, was between the Obama administration and Hillary Clinton and her organizations and her personal swamp in which she inhabits. We know she is the swamp creature of Swamp Clinton. That is the one with Russian ties and $145 million in rubles floating around in the Clinton Foundation, with another $500,000 going to Bill Clinton around the sale of Uranium One. This is, and I know this smacks of whataboutism, so I'm sure people are going to be sitting at home and saying, well, Jack, this is just whataboutism. The charges are on Mueller. The charges are on Mueller. Okay, right. But again, the charges from Mueller on Manafort were about Ukraine. They don't mention Russia. What instead, the thing that no one seems to be looking into today, and the entire mainstream media is bereft of, is any investigation into the Clintons' organization and efforts with the Russian state, the Clintons' organization to fund the dossier. This dossier, which was used, we're learning more and more now, by the FBI, by James Comey and others there, to open a wiretapping investigation of not only Paul Manafort, but others within the Trump campaign. As Trump famously tweeted out back in March, I've just learned that my wires were being tapped in Trump Tower. This is what I've told. Now, I've talked to a lot of sources here in Washington, D.C., in New York, and other places about this situation, and there's a lot of things to break down. Why were these charges filed today? Why do they seem, and to anyone, any legal expert who's looked at this, they're saying two things. They're saying, look, number one, this doesn't match the narrative at all of what the left and what the mainstream media has been saying all year about Russian collusion. It does not match that. It matches not acknowledging certain payments for work done in Ukraine, which was years and years prior to the Trump campaign, and tax documents filed for certain real estate charges. So tax charges for real estate, again, does not fit the narrative of collusion with Russia. Plus, can someone please explain to me, first of all, what part of Russia is Ukraine in? And can they also explain to me what part of Paul Manafort's condos have to do with Russia helping Trump win the election? I'm not really sure what the connection is there. I know one of the condos was in Manhattan, and I'm fairly certain that Manhattan, even though Trump is from there, they did not vote for him in any meaningful way. So these are a lot of the questions that we're going to break down today, a lot of the questions that we have. But really, what seems to be the situation is that these charges and the bringing forward of these charges, the making public of it, was brought early in the timetable because of the massive and damning revelations that the FBI had the Uranium One deal under investigation all throughout the Obama administration. They knew what Clinton was up to. They know that the FBI informant who is due to testify in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee very soon is going to have damning testimony, which will likely bring up the names of Robert Mueller, former FBI director at the time, and Rod Rosenstein, who was the U.S. attorney for Maryland at the time, that looked into so much of this because one of the firms was in Maryland. So you're seeing how a lot of these players in the DOJ and FBI are tied very intimately to the Uranium One deal. And then suddenly there's this massive leak from the Mueller team to CNN on Friday night, right at the same time that the New York Times piece comes out on the Russian dossier being funded by Hillary and Never Trumper Paul Singer, now we're also seeing a leak to CNN specifically of charges to be brought on Monday, trying to suck up all the air in the room, trying to suck up the entire conversation, change the conversation away from ties to Mueller and his financial ties that we were also learning about that he has with Russia through various hedge funds and companies that he's invested in. And we're also seeing leaks from the Mueller campaign, or excuse me, the Mueller team, to so many people. From what I've heard from my sources, that Mueller's team was blabbing all over D.C. this entire weekend, trying to do everything they could to prime the pump for this morning's charges, which any legal advisor has looked into and said, this is really light stuff. This is basic tax issues. This is filing stuff. This has nothing to do with electioneering. It has nothing to do with collusion. They're actually not sure why the charges were brought so early. So it seems, in the analysis of many, that these charges were ramped up. The timetable was brought forward in an effort to change the headlines. Well, we're not going to change the headlines here on the show today. We're not going to cut it down. We are going to continue to break this down for the rest of the hour. We're going to get into a few more sources. I want to talk about Rob Rosenstein's role in all of this, Jim Comey's role in all of this, and we're going to explain just why the charges were brought today, and we're going to explain not only that, but what we can do about it. Stick with it here. We'll be right back on InfoWars, big fourth hour hosted by myself, Jack.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, Capterra.com. Capterra.com.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Jack Posobiec coming in live today. Fourth hour, massive fourth hour here on what is going to go down for the left as a massive failure of a day. I really think, because today they did not get what they wanted. Today they were told was going to be the day that Donald Trump would be taken down, that impeachment would be in the wind, that everybody would be thinking that the Trump election would be negated and relegated to a footnote of history, that somehow, some way, they could change reality and allow Hillary Clinton to win. You actually go on Twitter at this sometimes, and it's kind of creepy, but they'll actually go and put tweets up talking about these fantasies they have about Hillary Clinton being appointed president by some arcane policy process, and it takes them like hundreds of lines of it seems like some kind of code they're putting together to make it that so that she would become president, all the hoops they would have to jump through legally, and it just goes to show you how much these people don't live in reality, don't live in the real world. Well, folks, we are trying to explain to you what's happening here in reality. But in order to do that, we have to explain this false reality that CNN and others would try to have you believe. Now, one very specific actor that I'd like to discuss here in this segment is Rod Rosenstein. He's currently the Deputy Attorney General under Jeff Sessions. Prior to that, he was the U.S. Attorney for Maryland. He's actually one of the United States' longest-serving U.S. attorneys, so very respected, a lot of credibility in terms of that legal background, and he was considered as being extremely popular when he went through his confirmation hearings because he was able to get Republicans and Democrats both on his side. But what it turns out is he's someone who's been working very closely with Mueller all along. Now, a lot, to take people back on this, Rosenstein is the one who wrote the letter that specifically allowed for President Trump to fire Jim Comey. He wrote out the entire memo that laid out the specific failures of Comey with the Clinton email investigation and other email investigations he was part of. And all of this is explaining the backstory of how we got to today and the Manafort charges, how these Manafort charges came to be and where they come from. So Rosenstein writes this memo and says, and basically supports the idea of Trump firing Comey. Sessions, at this point, has already recused himself of any involvement in a Russia investigation. And so Sessions decides that he thinks that because Rosenstein is an experienced and credible prosecutor, that it should be no problem for Rosenstein himself to overview any investigation into these matters, because Sessions, as we know, played a part in the Trump campaign. And so it would be considered improper for him to be investigating his own campaign, right? And a campaign that he played a part of. So he steps down, he recuses himself, allows Rosenstein to take over the investigation. However, Rosenstein seemingly in a pre-planned move, decides to not investigate the matter himself or run it himself. He then took the bold and unprecedented step of naming a special prosecutor, the special prosecutor by the name of Robert Mueller. Robert Mueller, who was prior to that, someone who worked very closely with Rosenstein while in the U.S. Attorney's Office there in Maryland, and someone who directly gave over power of the FBI to James Comey. So Mueller is the one who is basically above the entire fray in all of this, and he was working with the Uranium One, had that under investigation, most likely knew in some form of the Russian dossier due to his ties with Jim Comey, his very close friendship that's been described as the two of them worked together, moved their way up in the ranks through the FBI with each other. So it makes no mistake that that is why Mueller himself was named the special prosecutor here. Normally when a special prosecutor is named, you pick someone who has no connection to politics, has no connection to anything in either campaign, either party, someone who can be seen as neutral. Well, now we found that that Mueller, very specifically, was not chosen because of impartiality or neutrality. He was chosen because he would do the dirty lifting for Rosenstein and for the deep state. Mueller, of course, they're now charging Manafort with conspiracy. They're charging Gates with conspiracy. So who are the actual conspiracy theorists when it comes down to it? Now, Mueller is claiming that there were conspiracy. And basically, this is a very salacious word that's been used, this very sensational word. What it comes down to is tax documents that were filed in many ways complying with different forms of disclosure statements for LLCs. And a lot of this, we could go into that, but honestly, it's quite an in-depth discussion, and I'm not a tax scholar by any means. But from what I've talked to with my legal sources is that a lot of what Manafort did on the tax front, while it does seem complicated, is not necessarily illegal, and that his lawyers remain confident with their plea of not guilty today, that they will not be eventually convicted of this because they believe that it was trumped up charges, to pardon the phrase, but actually being done specifically to comply with U.S. laws, simply using the laws that were passed by different Congresses, passed, signed by different presidents, all laws that were available to them. Manafort actually said months ago when a lot of this started to come up, The Intercept had an article on this back in February, and one of the things Manafort said was, I hate to disappoint the Russia conspiracy theorists, but this is simply how real estate is done in New York City. Everybody does this. It's business as usual. So if you don't like it, change the laws. But don't say that I did something wrong just because it's different than from how most people do it. That being said, Rosenstein knew that all of this was out. Rosenstein knew that this situation was going out there. To call it money laundering, again, The Intercept's article, it's a great article. It details all this stuff. A lot of this was known. It was known the day that he signed on with the Trump campaign. It was known that all throughout the campaign, he then left the campaign after getting the delegates. Remember, Paul Manafort was not involved with the Trump campaign at the start. He was not involved with the Trump campaign back in 2015. He was only involved with the Trump campaign during the RNC and a little bit thereafter. He actually was fired from the Trump campaign after more details about his Ukrainian connections came out. So this is the specific reason that Donald Trump fired him from the campaign. So for all of these Democrats and everyone on the left who wants to say that Manafort is going to bring down Trump and all this stuff is going to bring down Trump, well, actually, all of this stuff is going back to 2012, 2013, when if you actually look at what was going on, he was working not only for Yanukovych over in Ukraine, but was also working with the Podesta Group and Uranium One. So now we're hearing that the charges and more investigations that might be coming out could actually have to do with Tony Podesta. Tony Podesta, who just stepped down as the head of the Podesta Group today while under this investigation. So let's keep an eye on this whole situation, because the idea that Trump is going somewhere in all of this, I think is a bridge too far, to say the least at this point. Tony Podesta now in the crosshairs of all of this. Democrat, Clinton supporter, Tony Podesta. Stick with it right here, because we are cutting through the narrative. We are breaking this all down. The Empire is on the run. Hour 4, InfoWars. I'm Jack Posobiec, your host today.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when, and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Jack Mazovic here in the driver's seat, hour four. The Alex Jones Show today on InfoWars, breaking down everything that's going on in Washington, D.C., breaking down so many of these scandals upon scandals that are now being uncovered through the Department of Justice, scandals regarding not our president, not anything to do with our movement, our pro-America movement, but actually to do with the past administration and scandals that had to do with the past of how Washington, D.C. Look, we knew. We knew Washington, D.C. was a swamp. President Trump laid it out. He laid it out and said it's time to drain the swamp. So all we're doing now is finding out just how much of a swamp it is. Is it really shocking to anybody that a D.C. lobbyist was working with Ukrainian officials, was working with other foreign officials? This doesn't make any difference to anything that our president said on the campaign trail. But we can't do this by ourselves, folks. We need your help. We need your support, and that's why I want to direct you to InfoWarsStore.com. It is so important and imperative for you to go to there and help us out, help support the InfoWar. There are so many specials on sale this week. Now, just as we move into the later weeks, the later winter season this year of 2017, Winter Sun is now 50% off. Winter Sun D3, the temperatures, they are dropping low, but of course the prices are now also dropping as well. 50% off, down to $17.47. Haven't seen Alex put this one on sale in the past, so he's dropping it out because he knows that people get these products seasonally, and Winter Sun is a seasonal product. It's your best source of vitamin D3, and if you're going to go in those other products that you might use only might give you the D2. This one actually goes so far as to give pure vitamin D3. So it's promoting bones. It's boosting your immune system. This is exactly what you need as we get into those winter months when you're getting out of bed early in the morning. You're feeling it. You're feeling, people always say, I feel the cold in my bones, right? That is exactly what Winter Sun Vitamin D goes to help you with. As the cold is creeping in, these gives the vitamins and everything directly to your bones, to your health, for what exactly you need. And again, it's now been extended, the Brain Force special, the Supercharged special, so they've extended it. I know we talked about this last week, but it's been expanded. It's been expanded into this week, so the Brain Force Plus Supercharged special, 50%, another 50% off, all the way down to $19.96. Brain Force, as you know, one of the highest rated and best selling InfoWars life formulas that it has been on the market since they've had it out. Over 5,000 reviews, almost a 5.0 rating. It's 4.6, probably one of the highest rated, and that's over 5,000 reviews. And those are verified reviews. That is not just people, trolls getting in there. Those are people that have actually bought the product and actually used it. So if that's something that you guys are interested in, if that's something that you want to promote your own mental health, your clarity, your energy to get you going, to get you motivated to go about your day, to actually read some of these crazy headlines. I actually read some of these headlines and laugh. Brain Force is the way to go about it. So I read some of these headlines and laugh, but I also do read some headlines and weep. So the one headline today that someone actually passed me. So we read about Kevin Spacey. And Kevin Spacey's these accusations and then his, of course, admissions about unwanted sexual advances on a 14-year-old. From Kevin Spacey. Kevin Spacey lauded as a man of the left and now has apologized. So he simply admitted that this is true. He's admitted that there was that sexual assault did take place, this alleged misconduct. He's apologized for it. And this same misconduct, of course, he is now trying to paint it into a situation where he's come out and said, well, today he's decided to also come out as a homosexual. So he's trying to get ahead of those headlines accusing him of pedophilia, accusing him of unwanted sexual assault of a 14-year-old, and he's saying, well, I'm homosexual. Well, actually, there's a lot of people in D.C., a lot of people in the LGBT community that don't want to hear that. They said, don't confuse or conflate. Even Zachary Quinto, another Hollywood actor, said, excuse me,
Just because someone's LGBT, that doesn't mean they're a pedophile. So why would you conflate the two? Why would you try to spin this as a way of breaking away from what you're done? Because he's trying to save his career at this point. He's trying to save his own career prospects, his own legacy, as the entire Hollywood drain spins around the entire drain as the PedoWood scandal extremely goes forward. And one thing that I brought up earlier today that we found out is that, yes, Kevin Spacey and Bill Clinton flew together on the Lolita Express to Jeffrey Epstein's island down there in the Caribbean, that they not only flew on the plane at separate times, but also flew the plane together. Kevin Spacey and Bill Clinton, their friendship goes back many, many years. This is something that people know all about, that it has been very much in the open. These charges about Jeffrey Epstein, these accusations, he has been convicted of this. Keep in mind, these are not just accusations of Jeffrey Epstein. This has been proven. So now Kevin Spacey, and we broke this story many months ago, years ago, when the Lolita Express logs came out, when everybody knew this was happening, people knew what was going on. People said, Kevin Spacey is there flying on the same plane with Bill Clinton. Why is nobody investigating this? Why is nobody bringing this out? Because Spacey was seen as one of the heads of Hollywood. And then, of course, they make a movie about Spacey being the president, essentially being the leader of the United States in real life, which, as a lot of people, you know, basically see as they watch the TV show House of Cards. Well, now we're finding out how their House of Cards is crumbling because of the ties of Kevin Spacey to Bill Clinton, his ties to Washington elitist groups now accused of pedophilia. And one piece that I wanted to bring up as well, Bryan Singer. Bryan Singer, he's a director in Hollywood. He was involved with the X-Men movies. He was involved in so much of this. And this is an article I found from The Hollywood Reporter 2014 that you dig down in this. His accuser, very, very big when this came out, he was accusing Bryan Singer of taking him to adult parties, a 14-year-old, of raping him, of having unwanted sexual assault, just like with Kevin Spacey. If you dig down into this article, it actually shows that his accuser, Egan, sent certified return receipt letters to none other than Robert Mueller at the FBI building, FBI's J. Edgar Hoover building, Washington, D.C., then yet they were completely ignored. So Robert Mueller was about all the way back 2014 or prior to then, at least we found out in 2014, April 21st at the news conference, that Robert Mueller knew about Pedogate, that Robert Mueller, the FBI director, knew what was going on. He was alerted to what was going on, certified letters sent directly to Robert Mueller, and yet nothing was done. And yet nothing, no charges were brought. It sounds like no investigation was actually done. These accusations went against Kevin Spacey. They went against Bill Clinton. And yet no investigation. No one looking into this. People put out these apologies. They come up with these PR games to say, oh, well, I'm actually this, I'm actually that. There's a new documentary that's coming out talking about the Hollywood pedophile ring that preyed on child actors linked to Bryan Singer and others. This huge documentary that came out all the way back in 2014. Michael Egan specifically was the one who talked about this. Robert Mueller didn't look into that. He'll look into charges on anyone connected to Trump. But he won't watch Open Secret. He won't tell you what's going on there. Instead, when Robert Mueller was informed of this situation, he didn't even respond. He didn't even respond and did everything he could potentially to make it seem like it wasn't a big deal. Well, we know it's a big deal, and we know that the truth is now finally coming out. The ties between what is going on here, Open Secret, Robert Mueller, Bryan Singer, Kevin Spacey, these accusations must be investigated. And I'm going to bring that up in the final segment here in Hour 4 to explain how you at home can help to call for an investigation into the activities of Robert Mueller. Mueller. Sick here, Jack Posobiec, Hour 4 coming up.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3x for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Jack Posobiec coming in live here, InfoWars. Big fourth hour. I wanted to direct you guys before we break down some of this stuff. I'll direct you guys, very importantly, go to InfoWarsStore.com. Support our efforts. Support our efforts to combat the fake news from CNN, combat our efforts, the fake news and misleading articles and tweets and everything else from fake news and Jake Tapper and all these places. Go and support the store. Go support what we're doing. Support our fight. There's so much you can do. You go over to InfoWarsStore.com. So many great products on there. That's why it's a win-win situation, because you can support the InfoWar and you can also support your own health. You can also support, and all these have all been checked. All of these products have been dug into, investigated by the mainstream media, by independent labs, by everyone under the sun, and they all agree that these all do the exact things that they claim they make and actually are better than many other leading products on the market. That's why InfoWarsStore.com, you know you can trust it. You know you can go with these products. You can get them. There's so much on there. One thing, specifically put it in there, one last chance that Alex has given to buy Secret 12 at 40% off. They're almost at the very end. Almost at the end of the stock. I actually, when they sent me this, the file today, that I said, guys, are we still doing the Secret 12? Are we still doing the sale on Secret 12? I thought that was, you know, I thought that was 2 weeks ago. And they said, you know what? We've just got a little bit extra. So they extended it out. They're going to do a little bit more. It's just $23.97. So extend it out. It's only until the end of this week, I'm told, that they're going to be doing this. This contains so many other bioactive characteristics for people. It's got the vitamin B12, over 3,000 reviews, 97%. These are verified reviews, not the kind that people, when the trolls go on Amazon and put everything 1%. No, these are actual people who have purchased the product, who then responded to it and said 97% would recommend this to a friend. 4.8 rating of 3,000 reviews. When people try the Secret 12 with that vitamin B12 supplement, there are so many people that want to recommend it. There's so many people that enjoy it for their own health consciousness. It's going to be in sale just until the end of this week. So just going in past Halloween, going into the 1st of November, 40% off. If you guys want that super flu, excuse me, the vitamin B12, get the super flu too while you're there. But check out that vitamin B12. There's so much good stuff. Now, with today's news cycle, with all that's been going on in Washington, D.C., these charges, and the left screaming Trump, 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 Trump. But you'll actually notice that none of the charges had anything to do with Donald Trump today. There's that sort of flyaway charge about George Papadopoulos where an arrest actually took place back in January, but the news was held till today to make it seem like there was some conflation, right? So this guy Papadopoulos was arrested in July, but the news was held today and then leaked to make it appear that there was a connection between himself and the charges being brought against Manafort today. Jake Tapper and CNN actually made a big mistake about this. Jake Tapper posted an image of Paul Manafort and said, ex-Trump official pleads guilty today, when that actually wasn't the case. I called him out on it, and CNN went back so far as to actually change the article using old Pravda tactics of admitting that they intentionally misled people, because originally he put up an article about Manafort and said, this is Jake Tapper's on Twitter, but in screenshots last forever, folks, he said Manafort pled guilty, right? And that's what it looks like. And then CNN went back, because I called attention to it, they went back and changed it to a picture of Papadopoulos. He claims that he had no idea that that's what was going on. And Jake actually admitted that to the mistake himself. He admitted that it was misleading. I don't understand why he wouldn't take the tweet down. He actually had CNN go to the trouble of changing it, because we called them out. We called them out on their fake news and their misinformation, their deliberate manipulation of these headlines that are being pushed out by Mueller. And keep in mind, this is what Mueller wanted. Mueller wanted you to think that it was Manafort that was pleading guilty, or that the Papadopoulos thing had anything to do with Paul Manafort. There has been no evidence whatsoever linking Papadopoulos to Manafort, no indication of emails or discussions between the two of them, but it doesn't matter, because CNN is trying to connect them and make you think that it's connected. That's why the news was put out on the same day. So we've caught them being very sloppy and lazy with their manipulation of the news. We've caught them being very sloppy. I've got them to actually change what they've written up what they'd written up. And it just goes to show you that this is the length that CNN and the establishment will go to conflate these things. So people get, they say to me all the time, they say, Jack, what can we do? What can I do? What can I do as a single person who loves his country, who wants to see his country succeed, who wants this place? I'm getting married on Sunday, folks. I'm getting married in literally 6 days. Girl of my dreams, we're getting married, and I want to live in a country where we're safe from this kind of crap. As a country that has safe and strong borders, we don't have to worry about terrorism, where we don't have to worry about unvetted immigrants coming in and refugees. I want my family to be raised in a country where I don't have to worry about these threats. The family that I'm starting this Sunday, back up in Philadelphia where I'm from. And so that's why I agree that with Senator Chuck Grassley, and I agree with so many on the Senate Judiciary Committee, that we do need a prosecutor. We do need a special investigator for a special investigator for Robert Mueller. That his ties to the Uranium One deal need to be brought out. Was the dossier connected to the Uranium One stuff? That entire situation, the amount of money, the amount of corruption, the fact that it had to deal with U.S. national security assets in terms of our uranium, folks, uranium which is used, number one, to power the United States. We get about a fifth of our energy from uranium. So the fact that we're selling off 20% of it to the Russians, just right there, it's in our strategic disinterests to do that. Why would we take something that was such a strong asset for us and sell it only to buy it back in terms of our own energy purposes? Doesn't that seem kind of stupid? Why would somebody do that if they had the United States' best interests at heart? Why would we sell it to a foreign power and then buy it back from them for our own energy? And secondly, of course, the obvious that uranium has much more impactful military capabilities to be used in a nuclear weapon. Russia, a country that does support rogue regimes. Now, we need to call our senators. We need to call our representatives. We need to let them know and let them know immediately that a special prosecutor into the Uranium One situation must, and I repeat this, must be appointed. Either that or Jeff Sessions himself needs to start an investigation. If Jeff Sessions can't do it, well, maybe then we can find an attorney general who can. Because this entire situation stinks to high heaven. It ties into Mueller. It ties into Rosenstein. It ties into Obama. It ties into Clinton. Honestly, it sounds like everybody was getting a piece off of this deal. Everyone was colluding on this deal other than Donald J. Trump. Because this, as we know, folks, is how the swamp works. The swamp finds literal pieces of our country, actual land, right? Land in the United States, and is selling it off to the highest bidder. The highest bidder in that at this point happened to be a man by the name of Vladimir Putin, the head of the Russian state. So that is why that is going to happen. I would also urge people to tweet. And if you use Twitter, go to the @WhiteHouse account and tweet at that account. Tweet to that account because I have heard from my sources that that is an account that the highest levels of the White House get a report on every day. So the @WhiteHouse account, that's been looked at the highest levels of the White House, specifically the chief of staff level is taking an eye on this account. So if you want to use Twitter, if you're not using the phone call situation, tweet at the @WhiteHouse account, and I guarantee you that it will be seen by the highest levels of our government. It will be seen by the chief of staff. It will be seen by the administration because they specifically look at this @WhiteHouse account. Not just many people pay attention to it because it isn't as prominent as the real Donald Trump account. But, folks, that's why you listen to InfoWars, because we tell you the information that isn't out there in the mainstream media. We have the sources planted all throughout the U.S. government, throughout the military. We have people, patriots, who come to us and tell us the truth about what's going on and aren't sure what to do about it because we're fighting a corrupt state that has been in place, that has been pulling the wool over so many people's eyes. We saw that from the time of the JFK files that came out last week. We see that going on today. We see that going on with these charges. Stick around. Listen to War Room with Owen Schroyer. Jerome Corsi is coming back. I might pop on the War Room someday this week. I'm Jack Posobiec. I'm getting married in 6 days. Best time of my life. So happy to be here on InfoWars hosting the fourth hour. Stick around. We got Owen Schroyer coming right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue.